This is program number LW2686. Well, now, not everybody has a pet rooster, but Thomas Carlyle's neighbor did, and he couldn't stand that bird. Hi, this is Larry West. He was extremely annoyed by that pet rooster belonging to his neighbor because that rooster crowed all the odd hours of the night. Well, Carlyle, now this happened several years ago, decided he was going to visit his neighbor about it one day. He demanded he get rid of that rooster. The owner was sorry, he apologized, but he argued that the rooster didn't crow more than 3 or 4 times during the night. Sometimes, in fact, the rooster didn't crow at all. That may be true, Carlyle told him, but if you only knew what I'd go through waiting for him to crow. Well, Carlyle's problem was with the rooster. If you're like me and you live in the city, you know what it is to listen to a dog barking all night. You know what it is to lie there awake and wait for the next bark and then wait for the next one. It'll drive you crazy. Maybe you have a dripping faucet in your house. If it is especially a slow drip, you know what it is to anticipate the next one and the next one and the next. And it won't take you long to get up and turn that silly thing off, right? Well, you know, that's the way a lot of people are with this thing called worry. Not only is the worry a problem itself to a lot of people, but they anticipate a lot of things to worry about. It's bad enough to face the problems you have today. I mean, when you worry over things you're trying to solve today, it's like playing tennis in the rain. But when you worry about tomorrow's problems that are not even here yet, it's like playing the game in a hailstorm. Really, there's no point in worrying about anything. I mean, there's no point in even worrying over what you're trying to solve today. Don't worry about it. Just face it, tackle it, and be a winner over it. You know where the word worry comes from? It comes from a word that means harm and is in fact another form of the word wolf. I mean, it's something that bites and tears apart like a wolf does a sheep. After all, if you're going to be a winner over your problems, don't run toward the cage, run away from it. Worry is the wolf you want to get away from. Sure, there are those times when you feel anxious because of problems, but worry paralyzes you. It will mutilate everything you do. To be a winner, worry is one tool you've got to throw away. So not only are you not to worry about things today, but by all means, don't anticipate things to worry about tomorrow. Don't wait for things to happen, because they might not. In fact, if you really want to be a winner, if you want to be a success, you've got to make things happen. That's right. You can't worry over what might happen. You've got to make things happen. It's the good things accomplished that makes you feel like today was really worth living. It's planning for tomorrow things you're going to accomplish that makes you want to get up in the morning early and get started. You've got to make things happen, not worry over what might happen. Of course, I'm convinced that the best things a person can make happen are those things centered around Jesus Christ. I know a lot of parents who worry over their children, who worry what their children are going to be like when they grow up, who worry over what their children are going to do between now and the time they do grow up. They sort of just sit around and worry over what might happen. Well, when you just sit around and worry over what might happen, more than likely it will. But when you make things happen, good things happen, when you exert some energy in giving direction and purpose and meaning to children, pointing them to God, then there is no time for what might happen. I mean, when a child sees his father pray, when he sees his mother read the Bible, when the child knows what it means to talk about what God wants, that child has direction, and there's not time to worry. Worry time has been replaced by parents working to make something happen, something good happen. So don't worry about what might happen tomorrow. Work to make something better happen today. Now, when you point toward God, here is, I guess you can say, a second wind to the matter. There are some things that you don't have control over. Don't worry about them either. For when you point toward God, when you point your own life toward God, when you point your children toward God, then He's the one upon whose shoulders you can lay your own burden. Let me tell you something. He loves that child. He loves that husband. He loves that parent. He loves that friend as much as you do. And He's working, trying His best to make good happen as well, so He can take charge where you can't. I'm Larry West with World Radio and I Care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, We Care. I have a Bible correspondence course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.